Well, each month we like to find out what's doing with that great community group, Transcare. Gary Lane joins us as always. Gary, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, Andrew. Yourself?
Very well, thank you very much. The Wellness and Reablement Program, it's still continuing on in 2020?
Yes, we're into our second last program for the year, and that's based around wellness for our Commonwealth Home Support Program clients and our care workers, and just giving them some information on how that program actually works. It's the first step in aged care in Australia, and it's an informative session that was started last week and finishes tomorrow.
Yep.
And then we move into our last fortnight for the year, and that'll be for clients in managing anxieties and giving them some tools they need to recognise when anxieties occur and what the risk factors are and how to manage those episodes. So that'll be a really handy workshop for our clients. And then we'll have a Christmas close down and come back up in January with a Be Connected workshop focusing on technology around the home.
Oh, that's always useful. I mean, technology is constantly changing. It's very hard to keep up to date.
Yes, and there's a bit of a disconnect with the elderly and current practices, and we know that places aren't open as often as they used to be. A lot of stuff's being done online, and you can do nearly anything online. So we're focusing on trying to support our clients to recognise that and give them the tools they need.
Excellent. And now, can you give us a bit of an update on the community transport options heading into Christmas? It's getting to be a busy time of year.
Yeah. Because of COVID, we've had the service still running throughout the year, but obviously several months ago we had some real restrictions placed on the bus. We're just having a look at that at the moment and looking at some advice from the health department. The buses, the community bus service is still operating, and we just hope that more people that might be disadvantaged, the transport disadvantaged at least, may want to use that service that's in operation really between the major towns. On the website we have the bus timetables, and people can access that at will.
All righty. And also talk to me about the Meals at Centre. This has come back?
Yes, we've had a social program where we've had clients come into different restaurants and hotels, etc., for a luncheon and a chance to socialise with other people. And it was a very, very successful program. And obviously with COVID, it went into recess. We didn't want to bring it back too early in case there was a further lockdown or anything like that. So we're actually putting in some calls now to restaurants and hotels, etc., to book services from January, and we hope to bring that service back into play at the beginning of January and expand it where we can, because we know a lot of people have been socially isolated for a good part of this year.
Yeah, that's really important. I mean, got to be able to keep the community together, don't we? And Transcare does a great job of doing that. If you want to find out more, go to the website, transcare.org.au, or like I do every time I speak to Gary, give him a call, 6545 3113. Good on you, Gary.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.